The votes have been counted for Aspen's next mayor and two city council members. Aspen Daily News reporter Allison Bechtesh has been covering the election, and she's here to tell us more about the preliminary results announced late Tuesday night. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Eleanor.
So the votes are in. Can you tell us what happened in the mayoral race?
Sure. That one was easy. Incumbent Mayor Tory handily defeated his challenger, Lee Mulcahy. He actually secured more than 10 times the number of votes than Mulcahy did.
Wow. And so Tory has been reelected for a second term, and we're still in the midst of a global pandemic. What can Aspen residents expect from him in this next 2 years as mayor?
Yeah, you know, his platform does not have a lot to do with the pandemic, actually. He does sit on the County Board of Health. And I just think city council in general was either overly credited or overly criticized for some of the COVID restrictions we've seen this year. What Tory says his main platform is essentially customer service, improving how the government runs for the people and how that work is communicated. So this is essentially the platform he ran on 2 years ago, though, of course, some of that got derailed over the last year.
Okay. And moving to the city council race, with eight candidates vying for just two open seats, a runoff was predicted, but that didn't end up happening. Can you tell us about the preliminary winners?
This was a shock to me, Eleanor. I was among those who just knew for fact that we were going to go to a runoff. So the fact that incumbent Warren Hauenstein and John Doyle, a longtime resident of Aspen, secured the vote 45% last night was surprising. So these are two old guard candidates. Hauenstein walked away with nearly half the vote, so it seems like most people checked his box and then their next favorite. John Doyle has been living here for 40 years. He's an artist. He has a lot of ties to skiing and the ski industry, and he's taking a seat that was vacated due to term limits.
And in terms of what to expect from Doyle and Hauenstein on the city council, where do they each stand on the main issues confronting the Aspen community?
So as you said, COVID will be something that we're dealing with at least for the next 6 months. And Ward has said he will side with public health over personal liberties every time. So that's in issues such as the mask mandate, which city council does have the purview over of requiring those masks being worn downtown. And Doyle has also said that he likes the science-based models that the city policy has been based on. Doyle really came out hard against development. He phrases it as keeping the Aspen we love from being transformed. So he has this kind of old school nostalgia where he doesn't really want things changing. My prediction is that pretty quickly we'll go from COVID being the main topic of conversation at the council table to the Aspen Area Community Plan. And that's this document that sets policy for growth and development and workforce housing goals, et cetera. So both these candidates will likely want to not see much change in the Aspen Area Community Plan, which is up for review during their time on council.
And what do you think their chances are of making headway on the issues they care most about, especially since they'll just be two members of the city council?
I think that's a great question, Eleanor. And with the addition of Doyle, we now have four, what I would call old guard Aspenites sitting at the five-member council. Mayor Tory, of course, has been around for a long time. Rachel Richards, previous mayor, previous county commissioner, is halfway through her term, and then Ward and John. So I think that's going to kind of be a powerhouse of the quote old way of Aspen. No one has quite defined that, though it's pretty tied to the Aspen Area Community Plan. That leaves Skippy Mesereau as kind of the newcomer, but he also wants to see a lot of those same things like employee housing. So I do think that candidates think that they can make more of a difference than they can through the mundane policy work that happens during council discussions. But this would be a pretty locked in council moving forward.
Zooming back out, the turnout for this election seems pretty low. Is this typical?
You have to look at it in different ways. So it is lower than the election 2 years ago. In 2019, there was about 3,200 people who showed up to vote. There's about 1,000 people less this time around. Of course, 2 years ago, we had a hotly contested mayoral race and a big development ballot issue, that redevelopment of the 1A side of Aspen Mountain. But prior to last year, 2,500 was the max we had seen since 2009. So being at 2,300 this time around is actually not that low. What is low is the voter turnout percentage, which is of course skewed if we have about 6,000 registered voters and only 2,200 come out to vote. It doesn't seem like we have a very engaged electorate.
I'm just surprised, as you know, in a town with so many opinionated people, you'd think every single person would come out to vote.
Eleanor, you're right. Some of the biggest decisions in Aspen have been made with under 30 votes difference. With such an outspoken population, it is amazing how it can come down to just a few voters.
That was Allison Bektesh at the Aspen Daily News talking about the Aspen election results announced Tuesday night. The official results will be certified on Friday.